America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. My next guest has been quite the Hollywood icon for several years. He continues his extremely busy career with a new reality series, Stewart's and Hamilton's, Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on E!, and an appearance on ABC's Celebrity Wife Swap, Wednesday, August 5th at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. It is a pleasure to say hello to George Hamilton. George, welcome to the show.
I can't. I don't know what trouble I've got myself into now, but I got myself into a lot of it. I'm doing two shows.
Yeah,
and they're both equally outrageous. My family, my extended family, Rod Stewart's children. My ex-wife married Rod Stewart after we were divorced.
Right,
brings hope for anybody who's divorced. And you can have your own celebrity. You can have a blended family very quickly if you start producing them, and we have a reality show out of it all. There are about eight of us in this thing.
Isn't that amazing?
And, it's amazing.
It's like a modern-day Brady Bunch, but with just much more attractive people and the more interesting stories.
You're absolutely right. That's what my son said to me yesterday. He said, Dad, that's what you tell him. It's like a modern-day Brady Bunch. It is. We're not working with a net here. I can't stand the scripted stuff, and when they, even bring that stuff into it or contrive it, it doesn't work. Our family are all here on a pass from somewhere, and they're really kind of uncensored, and stuff comes out of their mouths we just can't believe, and yet we have a great love for each other, but you know how families are. And,
sure.
And we live in Beverly Hills, California, so. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of dry wood out here that one match can just set a fire. And we're all doing the best we can to contain ourselves, but unfortunately, we take up and pick up sharp sticks and attack each other, all with love. Who would have thought you can have a family that actually are not dependents anymore? They're all making money.
Isn't that nice?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I love it. I wish I'd known about this. I'd have skipped movies. Movies were incredible, the glamorous thing, but this is so much more fun.
It's a whole different type of entertainment. But you know, when you watch this show, it kind of proves that no matter what your level of fame or fortune is, all families deal with certain dynamics. All families deal with all kinds of issues. And even on this show, you're not afraid to deal with some very serious issues when dealing with your sons. There's a lot of laughs, but there's also some pretty touching moments as well. The show does just really come out as being real and something that everybody can identify with.
Well, and I appreciate that, because that's exactly what, I can't say we intended it. We didn't know what we had until we all sat down and filmed it. And it was interesting. The first show, we were sitting around a dining table, and we started talking, and a lot of things came into the conversation that I didn't know were going to happen. Things touched me in a different way. My style is to always look at things as funny, and where's the joke in it all? But you can't, when you're dealing with your family and things that really mean a lot to you, all of a sudden, your heart's grabbed, and that's what happens with this show. I don't really like learning lines and having to go to the studio and be somebody else. It's hard enough to find out who you are. It took me 50 years in Hollywood to find out who I am.
Right.
I'm learning so much about it all, too. And you know, just when you think they're out of the house and I won't be seeing them as much, now it's like working, it's like doing therapy on speed. I mean, you just...
Sure.
You've got a problem, you got to solve it right there.
And it's an amazing way to work, because as you said, it's not like, you know, back when you're doing TV and you're doing movies where you have a script and you know where the story is going. In this case, you don't know where the story is going, because you have all these different family dynamics. One person says or brings up a certain feeling, and the whole direction of the show goes a different way.
That's right. I certainly understand why the business evolved this way. The intention might have been by the producers to make cheaper and faster shows, but that's not the way it's turned out. The production value on these things is really quite interesting. But what is really the hard part is you've got to get down to the real nitty of your relationship with your family. you have to dig down in your heart in these things. And that's really the only thing. You're not dealing with enemies. You're dealing with family.
Right.
And you may be mad, but you got to end up at the end of this thing working it out, because that's the only way families can do it. You can't walk away from them. It just doesn't work. It ruins your life.
Exactly. You have had such a storied career, going all the way back to Where the Boys Are. Back in 1960, you played Ryder. and things have evolved over the years. Love at First Bite, Zorro the Gay Blade. You've had such a career that has that certain element of, oh, wow, there he is in Columbo. Wow, there he is in this show. You're on Dynasty. What is the secret to longevity in Hollywood?
Well, I think you got, as a Western, the old Wranglers used to say, you got to be an all-around hand. You can't just be in one show and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
People say goodbye. I realize you jump to another horse. And my thought has always been, do something different all the time. If it doesn't work, do something else different.
Right.
I love the business. I love the work. I'm doing a one-man show next. I'm producing a documentary and another movie. So for me, it's all fun to do that. But to every few years, they start to forget you, because you aren't in one of the latest movies.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be on television and in something, you know, even if it was Dancing with the Stars a few years back when it did, you get rediscovered. And so I just do that automatically when I feel like I'm not getting a good table in a restaurant, or I'm not getting my overweight on the airplane paid. I get a chance to go back and do something new, and it's always the medium that reaches the masses. In this case, reality TV.
Sure.
And if you do the right reality TV, and I believe we are with the right guys.
You know,
it's amazing how overnight you get discovered again.
It's exactly true.
They don't know what they saw you in before. Your whole career is, forget it, those 50 years and 80 movies and hundreds of TV shows and plays. They don't remember that at all.
You've never really strayed far from the public consciousness. And it's funny, because even when I knew you were coming on, and I was telling my 12-year-old son, I don't even know if you know this, in SpongeBob SquarePants, there is a character in one episode, and the character is this ever-tanned guy who hangs out with the beach, and his name is Craig Hamilton. And you know, wait a minute, it's supposed to be George Hamilton. That is so cool. When you reach that level of pop culture status, will you translate, you span generations?
The other day I was walking to an airport and a little girl,
mm-hmm.
you know, she mustn't be very, I mean, she must be 5 or 6. She starts crying and pointing at me. And I think, what in the world? And the mother says, she remembers you from Casper Meets Wendy.
Wow.
And I think, I didn't even know I did it.
See that? See, when your IMDb is so long, it's like 5 pages long when you take a look at it, there are things that you probably don't even remember that you did.
I know.
See?
I played an alcoholic in a movie, Hank Williams, who was a country singer.
That's a heck of a movie. That was a great movie,
and,
yes.
And I decided the only way to do that would be to make the whole movie drunk. Well, I'm not much of a drinker,
mm-hmm.
but I did it for the movie. Well, I don't remember the movie.
Wow, really?
All I know is I got paid.
That's a really good movie. I mean, and you also you portrayed Evel Knievel. I mean, you did a couple of really good biopic pictures where you portrayed Hank Williams and Evel Knievel. But it's amazing when you've had a career like that. And you know, it's funny, I'm a 48-year-old guy trying to keep my weight in order, kind of frumpy looking. But when it comes to you, and I'm not afraid to say this, I mean, I've been married 21 years. I got a 12-year-old kid. I am so secure in my manhood to say, George Hamilton, you are beautiful. How do you keep your looks up like this?
Well, I read yesterday, the one thing about this whole story thing, is, I mean, about reality, you get immediate feedback from Twitters and Facebook and Instagram. And I'm just getting the hang of that. And this one woman said, George Hamilton is starting to morph into Barry Manilow, the man who sings Copacabana. And I thought, what? I looked at this picture and I thought, well, there's possibility. And I realized it was bad lighting. But it happens. I mean, you try to hold it together. And I'm 75. I'll be 76 in August.
Wow.
I know one thing. I just do light workouts every day,
mm-hmm.
Very light. I watch what I eat, and I see the fun in it all, and I see the joke. And most of the time, I'm the joke. And I like that. I like having fun with it. This is the thing about my life. If you're grateful and you have fun with it all, life is really good to you. If you're negative about it and you're not grateful, it can be a disaster. And
exactly.
And I think that's reflected most of the time. At least I hope it is, because that's the way I'm thinking.
Well, it does. You've had a storied career, and it continues with this very fun show, very interesting show. Once again, George can be seen at Stewart's and Hamilton Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on E! And on Celebrity Wife Swap on Wednesday, August 5th at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on ABC. He is a talented performer, also a hell of a nice guy. George Hamilton, continued best of luck, and thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thank you. I look forward to hearing from you again after the show's on the air.
Sounds good. We'll catch up with you down the road.
Bye-bye now.
All right. Have a good day. He is a fascinating guy and a lot of fun to talk to, and we will make sure to talk to him down the road. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like an easy way to make sure your child's aspirations come true?
Good luck with your dastardly plans.
So your kid comes home and says, Dad, Mom, I want to be a rock star.
Are you insane?
Don't laugh. Work with it. Here's the science of it. What your child wants to be when they grow up can be valuable teaching opportunities. So when the child announces, I want to be a rock star, then encourage them to practice their music. If they want to be a physician, get them involved early with people who need help.
Dude, I serve a society by rocking.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Tinker, tailor, soldier, spy, no matter what, break the occupation down into smaller activities and apply them to the child's current daily behaviors. The more real you can make it, the greater the likelihood your child will achieve it. You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the best thing to do with your to-do list? Cut it up.
And then turn the pieces into a game. So says Martha Brettschneider, writing for the Dumb Little Man blog.
This is a great tactic when you're having trouble prioritizing. List what you need to accomplish today, leaving plenty of room between tasks.
Then simply get out your scissors and separate your to-do list into the individual tasks.
Fold them up and put them into a cup or some similar object. Now let the fun begin.
Reach your hand into the cup and pull one out. Whatever it is, do it. Once it's done, repeat the process until they're all done.
This simple technique shifts the focus from thinking to doing. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.